Scotty Gallen's with us. We'll talk plenty of AFL news later on in the program. Don't forget Michael Felgate from 8:30 on Racing Pulse. And get involved if you like, 1300 652 927, anytime on the open line on The Breakfast Club. But we need to turn our attention to the Melbourne Football Club. Big Maxi Gawn is back for them after a couple of weeks off with injury. And it's great to see him back out there doing great things. The D's were a top four team for 24 hours on the weekend. They're fifth at the moment. They've got a big game this week in Darwin, taking on the Adelaide Crows. And Big Maxi's been good enough to join us. Good morning, Max.
Morning, boy. Glad to be here.
It's always great to have you on the program anytime, Max, particularly during Le Tour, because I know you're a big cycling fan. And can I just get an update early on your status, where you lie in the scheme of things? Are you a Richie Port man or an Esteban Chavez sort of fella?
I'm a very disgruntled Le Tour fan at the moment. So Marcel Kittel has won his fifth stage overnight, and they have disqualified the only sprinter that can beat him. Another sprinter that can beat him did his shoulder, and they just disqualified another sprinter that can beat him because he didn't make the time gap over the hill. So it's making it very, very boring to watch.
You're sounding really frustrated, Max.
Yeah, well, I wake up every morning nice and early, about 5:30, to watch the stage replay, and this morning it almost wasn't worth it.
What's happened to our man Matthews, the Aussie boy? You can't get ahead of this German.
No, he just doesn't have the speed over the flat stuff. I think he needs a little bit more hill in it, big Michael Matthews, but he's going well.
We might have to get you on the coverage, the SBS coverage next year.
Expert right there.
Oh, surely I can do. Matthew Cannon just says the same thing every stage at the moment.
Well, there's a lot of chateaus to get over. It's very, very difficult to keep across all the chateaus, Maxi.
Now, before we get onto the footy, what's your view on Bo Mertens? Is he going to win the premiership?
Yeah, so between me and you three and everyone that's listening, Bo Mertens, I managed to get a wager on him when he was at long odds to win the premiership. So I am keen on him to try and win it. Craig was informed yesterday, which hurts, but Bo seems to just have the magic touch at the moment, so I think he'll hold on.
Was there a Twitter incident with your new idol, Maxi?
Well, I've been tweeting at Bo Mertens for a long time, and he decided to finally reply and said he didn't realise that I'd been tweeting him. So he hadn't noticed one thing that I've been saying over the 6 years I've been following him. I was there for his first win.
Baby Bo.
He's let him down. He hasn't let him ride the wave with him. Maxie's been on the wave, and Bo didn't even know.
No.
Speaking of waves, the D's are on a bit of a wave at the moment, playing good footy, and even though it was hard fought last week against the Blues, who make plenty of teams battle, it was a very important win for your football club. What does it do for your season now? What does it allow you to do going into the last 7 weeks of the year?
Yeah, you're right. It was a very important win. It's much publicised. We had a lot of people out for that game, and we had Jesse also coming back for his first game, so it was pretty important for us to try and get the win. Carlton played some very good footy, and their numbers post-game with some of the guys that got over 30 touches was incredible, so they actually played some really good footy. But to hold on by, I think it was 8 points in the end with Louis kicking that guy off the siren, is a credit to us, and it takes us forward. Now we've got nothing to lose up in Darwin against the Crows, which will be exciting.
And Maxi, you're in fifth position. Is there a feeling around the group that you deserve to be there, that you're now a good team?
Well, to be honest, not one person in our team has been in fifth before, apart from Jordan Lewis. So we're all quite excited. But we're actually fourth there for a little bit until Port went and beat the Eagles. Look, we know that we played good footy. At the halfway point, we were 5-5 from 10. So we thought we'd played well, but in the end, we'd only won at 50%, which probably isn't a side that makes finals. So we knew we had to improve from there, and we have. We've made 4 from 5, which is obviously a lot better going, and we've got to keep going now.
You go to Darwin, and some people go in heat chambers, some clubs wear dark blue sweatbands when they play in Darwin, all sorts of things. Have you done anything different in the preparation? Because obviously it's been freezing down here in Melbourne, to acclimatise for it.
Yeah, we've done 8 years in Darwin now, and the first 6 years we did do stuff differently. We did a lot of chamber work. We went up early and did main sessions there, and we didn't seem to acclimatise that well with all the work we're doing. And then last year we sort of stripped it right back and just went up there as a normal interstate trip and we managed to get the points for the first time in a while. So we'll go off last year's method probably a bit more. Obviously, it's different. You've got to hydrate a little bit more. Once you'll be getting everyone in these squash board shorts, which would be good. apart from that, it's just another go.
Maxie, have you found in your return that, like, Cruiser, for example, you just thought, I'm going to run everywhere, and they make your life a misery and you're not easing you back into the AFL ranks?
Yeah, I've had an interesting return. I had the West Coast boys first up who were both tall forwards rucking, so they sort of ran me around a little bit early on. So I was used to that, but then I had the natural ruckman Naismith and then Cruiser who can run. So it's been an interesting return. I probably haven't played my best footy, in fairness. The first two games I probably didn't feel 100% in my hamstring, but the game against Cruiser I actually felt pretty good. He ran me around and got me warmed up, which was good. But Cruiser's in seriously good form. He's probably matching it with probably Paddy Ryder as the two leading to the gig this year. So it was exciting to get out there and see what the best ruckmen in the AFL are doing and what I have to get to get back to my form.
And nobody wants to miss 10 weeks through the middle of a season, Maxie, at any stage. But do you reckon if you were able to string sort of the last 10 together, building into hopefully a finals campaign, that it might be a bit of a blessing for you?
Yeah, when I first went down with a hamstring injury, our fitness coach, David Misson, was there when at St Kilda when Nick Riewoldt did his, and he told me that Nick Riewoldt came back at about round 17 and he got best finals player for St Kilda that year. And Josh Gibson, when he did his hamstring tendon as well, he also got best finals player at Hawthorn the year he did it. So it gave me a bit of confidence that I can get back and get back into some form, and maybe having 10 weeks off is a blessing in disguise at times as well. So at the moment, I'm not in unbelievable touch, but hopefully I can get there by the end of the year.
Well, there is time to come for that. What about just going back to, you talked about the Blues before, and we discussed this with Brendan Goddard before as well, that they make you play a different style of footy. The way they set up, it's slow ball movement from them, and they, when they're doing that, they get orchestrated behind the ball with Simpson and Doherty, just making sure if there is a turnover, it's going to be hard for you to break through, which is effectively what happened on the weekend at Etihad Stadium. Against Adelaide this week, it's a very different style of footy. They're pretty much run and gun from the back line, so if there's a turnover, you get opportunities through the middle of the ground forward. How hard is it to change modes like that week to week?
Yeah, it's a good point. If you don't take something off the opposition these days, you probably end up losing. So the opposition analysis coach and all the work you do on each team is probably more important than ever this season because there's so many different game styles. We knew if we gave Carlton that extra back, that seventh back, like Doherty and Kate Simpson have done all year, that they'd be able to dictate. And we sort of did to a point, but we're at least ferocious around the ball, which got us a little bit of our way as well. But with the Crows, we played them earlier on in the year, and we managed to take away their over-the-back goals, which was quite handy. They've kicked a lot of them this season, so we're able to put someone there and stop that. And we also got them around the ball, which was something that is our brand. So we got to play that good contested footy around the ball. So, but you're right, Crows and Carlton are probably polar opposites in terms of the way they play. Carlton have the spare behind the ball, and Crows just sprint forward when they get it over the back. So it's exciting. I can't wait for what our much famous opposition coach Craig Jennings at the moment has for us today. He'll present for us, and we'll see how we beat the Crows.
Maxie, where's Tom McDonald at the moment? Generally been a defender, and we know they're the working class people of football clubs, so they do their job. They don't want too much publicity. Now he's gone bang up forward, 11 goals in three games. Has it changed his attitude around the club? Has he been a bit more flashy and wants a bit more attention?
I'll tell you where he is. He's up in the clouds, to be honest. He drives a Mercedes, which is good. I mean, he's had that the whole time, and he's upgraded from the Mercedes now. So he's torn to another level with his car. He's well known as the worst dresser at the club, and he's actually looking good at the moment.
I heard he's talking to Warwick Capo. He's getting some mentoring from the Wiz.
Yeah, he is actually getting some mentoring from a couple of the key forwards the way he's going. But to be honest, his set shot routine is one of the best I've seen. So if he can keep kicking them, I don't mind what he does.
As long as he's kicking snags on Saturday night in Darwin, you won't be too stressed. We can give him as many benzes and bad kits as he likes if he's kicking snags, Maxie. Good luck, mate. We appreciate your time. It's great to have you back in the game, and I'm sure D's fans are looking forward to a big 7 weeks in the build-up to hopefully a finals campaign.
Thanks, boys.